This is Onmel Radio, the official voice of the United Nations in Liberia. The Onmel Radio News Update at 8. I'm Olive Summers. The Executive Chairperson of the Liberia Anti-Corruption Commission, the LACC, has called for collective effort in the fight against corruption in the Liberian society. Councillor James Voidio noted that it is a responsibility of every Liberian to join this exercise. The LACC boss further stated that corruption breeds suffering, describing it as an abuse of human rights. He spoke recently at the launch of the Students' Integrity Club in Monrovia, where he urged students to demonstrate integrity and trust at all times. The Students' Integrity Clubs involve 10 public high schools in Mount Sorado, Magibi, and Bomi counties.
So many times people describe integrity as doing the right thing when nobody is watching. You demonstrate integrity. Talk about transparency. What is transparency? Transparency is openness. Well, for someone to be transparent, it means that people should see through it, isn't it? You can be transparent, you can be translucent, so that when you're in public office, like in your home or you're at being charged with responsibility, the way you conduct that responsibility should be transparent. People should be able to see, you know, what you're doing.
The executive chairperson of the Liberia Anti-Corruption Commission, Councillor James Verdier. The Ministry of Education has directed all principals, district education officers and county education officers to ensure that all schools remain in session until the beginning of the Christmas vacation on December 22nd. According to an Education Ministry release, after years of civil conflict, Liberia's education system has been in a state of crisis that was later made worse by the Ebola epidemic. It cited overage enrollment remains a significant challenge at all levels of education. The Education Ministry further said approximately 40% of primary school students are more than 3 years older than the appropriate age for their grade. The ministry further said Liberian children do not need any additional disruption that can negatively impact their ability to be productive citizens in the future. The release said it is the ministry's responsibility to ensure that all of Liberia's children have access to quality education. Accordingly, the ministry has been working to improve the education system and ensuring that children are in the classrooms, and learning is absolutely central to that. A new report from the World Bank and the World Health Organization say at least half of the world's population cannot obtain essential health services. The report states that each year, large numbers of households are being pushed into poverty because they must pay for health care out of their own pocket. The World Bank and World Health Organization report says currently 800 million people spend at least 10% of their household budgets on health expenses for themselves, a sick child, or other family members. For almost 100 million people, these expenses are high enough to push them into extreme poverty, forcing them to survive on just US$1.90 or less a day. The news is coming to you from Onmel Radio, the official voice of the United Nations in Liberia. South Africa's ruling African National Congress has formally selected two contenders to succeed President Jacob Zuma as the party's leaders. They are Deputy President Cyril Ramaphosa and former Cabinet Minister Inkosa Zana Dlamini Zuma, Mr. Zuma's ex-wife. Candidates were also nominated for five other leading party positions. Emotions ran high, delegates shouting each other down as they raised objections over voting rules. The leadership battle has caused fierce political infighting, raising fears the party may split before 2019 elections. Mr. Zuma has warned the party is under threat and is at a crossroad. And police in Toronto have confirmed that its homicide unit has taken over the investigation into the death of a Canadian billionaire and his wife. Police are treating the deaths of Barry Sherman, 75, and his wife, Honey, whose bodies were found in the Toronto home on Friday, as suspicious. An autopsy revealed both had died from ligature neck compression. Earlier, their family hit out at a report the case was being investigated as a possible murder-suicide. That's the Ome Radio News Update at 8, a production of the Public Information Section of the United Nations Mission in Liberia. For more news and information on UNMIL, you can log on to www.unmil.umissions.org, facebook.com/UNMIL2003 or twitter/UNMIL News. I'm Olive Summers. Good morning.